We have a little scripture we're just going to try to read tonight and follow the Lord. As always, I don't truly know how all this will go, but the Lord has laid some things on her heart over in the book of Luke, in the 7th chapter. I want to read a little bit here about this centurion soldier here. And I know we've all probably read it. And hopefully we have. But we want to start maybe reading in the first verse of the 7th chapter there of the book of Luke. Thank you, Jay. And we'll start reading there. First verse says, "Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house, found the servant whole that he had found the servant whole that had been sick. And I know what my reading, I had a little trouble there tonight. You can just pray for us. I want to turn now maybe just for just a second over into the 18th chapter of the book of Luke. I'm just going to read just a little here, and then we'll try our best to bring what the Lord's laid on her heart. 18th chapter of the book of Luke, the first verse said, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And we'll stop right there. I thought on this this centurion and thought on faith for the past couple of weeks, thinking on some of these things. And I'm going to just take my time tonight, try my best to. This man right here, as we read about him, the reason I wanted to read that other verse of how the Lord spake in a parable about this man right here that regarded not God, and he feared not God, and he regarded not man. And the Bible said that as he was speaking to these people, he was speaking. He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And you know, he was speaking there unto these people. And you know, the Pharisees and a lot of these others had thought a lot of themselves. They were people of authority. They were people that were held in high degree. And through that, a lot of times we get to thinking more of ourselves than we ought to. When we get to where we're controlling situations and we're in a certain amount of authority for whatever reason, we get to thinking a lot of ourselves, and we trust in ourselves a lot. And I said all of that he used this parable of this woman that wearied this man, and how that he talked about how that the Lord there, he said, I'll just read it. He said, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth?" And I thought about that in our faith, and I thought about this centurion. And I thought about how that he was a man that we read of, and he was a man in great authority. He was a man that had rule over others, and he wasn't just anybody, I guess you'd say, in that day. He was a man that demanded respect from many people. A centurion was a man that was over. He was in charge, David, of what I can understand. He was in charge over 80 to 100 men sometimes. And what he was telling Jesus is he understood authority. He understood if he told somebody to go do something, they'd go do it. And in that, he didn't. His faith was not in himself, although he knew that he had authority. He knew that he was in charge of a lot of things. But there was somebody in his life that was very sick, that was very dear to him, and he knew that he could not do a thing for him. And what struck me so great about this man, realizing the power and the authority that he had in that day. The Bible said, when you read in the beginning of that, it said that there was a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him and was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. It said, and when he heard of him, he sent for him. And we read on over, the Lord said, "He had not seen so great faith in Israel." If we've got, and we're the church, and we're the people of God, we ought to have so great faith. This man, when he heard that Jesus was there, he sent for him. He didn't wait. His faith was strong enough in what he heard about this man that he knew that he needed him for the person that he loved.
How strong is our faith? How much do we trust God? I don't know if this is going over like a lead balloon. That's what it feels like in here. I'll be honest with you, I'm not being critical. I'm going to tell you something. To get anything from God, we're going to have faith. What is faith? We preach it a lot. We talk about it a lot. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have a man that was in great authority. You have a man that could order things to be done. This man realized that without Jesus, there was nothing going to take place. He realized this person that he loved was going to die. And in faith through Jesus Christ and what he heard, he listen to me here. In this day, he had never seen Tommy. Had never seen Jesus, had never met him. And this is something that should be real to a child of God that's ever exercised our faith in believing in Jesus Christ. This man had never seen him. Yet from what he heard about him, he believed enough to call out on him. And he sent these people on his behalf to Jesus. And what did the Bible say they done instantly? Those people started speaking well of this man. He's worthy, Lord. He's worthy of you to hear him. He's worthy of you to come and to heed unto what he's asking. But what did God pay attention? What did Jesus Christ pay attention to most of all? When those people beckoned unto him, he went towards that man. But what got Jesus' attention? Do you know what jumped out at the man, this Julian? When this man sent and said, I'm not worthy to even come to you. I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. But I believe that if you just speak this thing, it'll be done. What did the Bible say that Jesus Christ done? He marveled. He marveled at this man. Do you understand that word? What it means? It means to stop and to pause for a little while in amazement at something that's been done. When's the last time our faith amazed God? When's the last time our faith God marveled at it? This man had never met Jesus, never seen him, never been in contact that I understand here. But yet he believed him enough on what he heard. That he had enough faith in Jesus Christ that if he just spoke the word, that his servant would be healed. And Jesus said that it had not seen so great a faith, not even in Israel. Do we believe God's going to do what He says He's going to do? How much do we believe? Understand this man's faith is what brought attention to the one that he wanted to see helped. It wasn't that everybody else was bragging on this man. It wasn't that they were saying he's worthy, he's done this, he's done that. It was his faith that caused God to marvel. It wasn't that he had built synagogues for them. It wasn't that he had stood up on their behalf. It was that he had enough faith to believe that Jesus could speak the word and it be done. And it caused God to pause for a moment. And he paid attention to that. I read to you about the over there where he said when he comes back, will he find faith? How many of us is going to be believing? How many of us is going to be trusting without expecting to see something different take place? I thought about the faith that was used in a lot of instances. The woman that reached out and touched the hem of his garment. The works that faith can do. I know it moves mountains. We say these things a whole lot. How much do we believe them? Is our faith strong enough to believe right now that if he speaks the word, Melba, your objects can come walking through that door? Is my faith that strong? I tell you, it's weak more than it's strong. I believe, David, in the God that we're calling on. I've got faith in Jesus Christ that if he just spoke it right now, he could touch our people. They could be here, Julian. They could come through that door tonight and hit this altar and get saved. Will he find faith if he come here tonight? Did we come tonight expecting to see some of these objects? Some that are sitting right in our midst. Did we come tonight expecting to leave here with them saved? Did we come tonight expecting to see God do a great miracle? Do we believe it enough that we know that all he's got to do is speak to that heart? Is the Lord looking back through the congregation tonight, and is he marveling at your faith? Is he marveling at mine? What a question that I've been asking myself since I read this. Is my faith strong enough that he's paused for a moment? That object I've been praying for, he can just speak and do that thing. We ain't serving a dead God. We're serving a God that's alive. Mary and Martha called Lee. They sent for Jesus. He didn't show up right at that moment, did he? But he showed up when he's supposed to. And he done the work that needed to be done in that hour. We're sending for Jesus. Are we going to believe he's going to do what he said when he shows up? Or are we going to think they're too dead, they're too far gone, and it just can't happen now? This man's faith was strong enough to where when he sent for him, he believed before he ever got there that it was going to happen. How strong is our faith? We've been sending for him. Are we believing? Are we believing that he's going to get the job done? I believe him. Bobby, I believe him. This young man, I ain't been praying for him. I ain't been thinking about him for a very long time because I ain't known him a long time. But I love him, Elmer. And he promised me he'd be sitting here saying, Erlene, I told him he'd sit right beside you because you know him. I said, you come right on. And you know what? I'm going to keep believing he's going to be here Sunday. And I'm going to keep praying. Maybe that young man will get his life right with God, Tommy Dale. You love him and you've been praying for him. And I'm going to look him forward. And I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to come in here believing that we're going to see Jamie and Jason are sitting here. I'm going to believe that we're going to see your boy in here. And granddad to be back in the house of God, Barbara. If I'm going to quit believing God, I'm just going to start staying in the house. I got faith in a God that's able, church. He's not a dead God. He ain't quit working. He's just expecting to see some faith out of his church. until we see it happen. Will they find faith? I think you will. I truly do. I believe these people right here believe God. God help me to have the faith of this centurion. That's something my heart's breaking for. And I'm longing to see. I believe this man's heart was broke for that servant. He loved him. He cared for him. So I sent for the one he knew could fix what the problem was. We got some people we love and I believe we care about. Believe God's going to do what he said. I do. I do. I want to get my faith where he can marvel at it. Where he can look and he can know that I believe him. As a lot of times our faith, we say we trust, we say we believe, but the whole time we're planning for something else in case that don't happen. I've got enough faith till I believe it's going to happen. These times we're living in, this, that, and all this other, God's still God. It don't matter what time we're living in. God's still God. This servant was dying. This servant was dying. But he trusted God enough to know that he could save that man. And I believe he had enough faith. He believed if that man died, God could raise him from the dead. That's how strong we've got to believe, church. That's how much we've got to trust God. I believe he can raise these old dead carcasses. Our people that's so far gone. Then you've been a praying for lead that just looks like they hit the bottom and they ain't coming up. I believe they can come up. I don't know if this man had ever been a witness and seen any of the miracles that Jesus had performed or not. I don't know that. But I'm going to tell you, I have. I have. Church, we have. We've seen God reach down in the bottom of that one that just looked like this so far gone. We've seen God bring up the drunkard. We've seen God bring up the whoremonger. We've seen God bring up the drug addicts. We've seen God bring them up and raise them up and make something out of them that would glorify His name. Our faith ought to be stronger day by day when we witness the goodness of God. We've seen the blind get their sight. We've seen the lame walk. We've seen the leper healed. And there's more to come. Where's your faith tonight? Who's your faith in? You know who he was speaking to over there in the 18th chapter? Them that trusted in their own words. Them that trusted in themselves. God wants people to trust him and believes him and has so great a faith that he can marvel at it.
He will avenge speedily. Church, he hears. And he answers in his time. I promise you, he's heard you cry. And I promise you, he's going to answer. We sit in a house full of murders. Just take your eyes and look around for just a second. You look over beside you, you look around behind you. Full of miracles. We got people fighting cancer that's hoping chemo's going to take care of it. We got people fighting flu that's hoping a shot's going to take care of it. We got people fighting these old diseases and everything, hoping that a vaccine's going to work. I'm telling you, church, we're fighting with one I know can conquer. I'm not hoping he can. I'm not just shooting in the dark. He can and he will work. According to your faith, so will. Trying to find in our world today, but God is still God. I feel like I need to preach that and preach that and preach that. Because it still seems so much that people are so discouraged and so disheartened. We can rejoice, church. God's still God. He still works. And he still saves. This servant was dying. It done been committed to him. But there was a man that when he heard, just when he heard about Jesus, had enough faith to call on. And Jesus came my way. And he touched that man. And he healed him from death.
That's what the Lord gave me tonight. Say, well, that ain't much. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word.
Know where this centurion gave his faith from? Not in his authority. Not in his great power. Not in his ability to rule and to tell this one to do that and that one to do. He didn't come through there and tell Jesus what to do, did he? He had enough faith to ask. I didn't come here tonight to tell Jesus what to do. I come in here with enough faith in him just to ask him. And believe him. I love you tonight.